So South Bank Mosaics makes the neighbourhood more attractive by putting in public realm installations, and we keep kids out of prison.
Tell us a bit about your vision, based on what you've learnt in your years running this enterprise, for a London School of Mosaic.
So London School of Mosaic comes out of the practice that we've developed here, discovering really that mosaic is an extremely complex and architectural art form, and its potential to sort of bring character and detail to public space is almost unlimited. I mean, that almost anywhere could be improved with some colour or form or sort of relating to the history of the area. Every street's got a name, so every place has got layers of history. And mosaic, being so durable and able to go outside, is a great medium to sort of relay that information. And we've done that for 14 years now. And we're, put 300 installations up in public space, and the feedback's really good. Not very many of them have been vandalised. Four were stolen, and we replaced them. The feedback, is really positive. And they've been made by local people, people often who are in real difficulties and trouble, as well as great artists, in fact. So... we're going to take this forward to open a London School of Mosaic that should establish a sort of gold standard in the teaching of mosaic art, which will have national implications and probably international. The Italians are very good at mosaic, and they do actually have a school, but they only teach up to a diploma level. And I'm sure they will introduce a degree very soon, because they'll want to keep ahead in this. But we have a lot of Italians here, and we learn from them, and we will work with other people to make sure that we develop a gold standard that's shared with others, so that there's a lot of jobs in this, making public space more attractive. It's going to be, people want to visit places. We want to have fountains, seating, murals. We want to have attractive places for people to come to. So,
and what are the next steps to realising the vision for the school?
So we've got three cottages in Beckenham Place Park in Lewisham that we are have been sort of allocated, although there are some delicate negotiations going on. We've got support from the Arts Impact Fund, and we're going to renovate these cottages and turn it into a school, and then work towards developing our degree course, which we've written, but we need to accredit it with a university, and we will have about 16 degree students each year, so quite small, and probably about 200 adults doing shorter courses.